Hello and welcome to Life Zero. This is Life Zero 100. When I was younger, I used to read a lot of Zen koans, and one of my favorite Zen koans was something called The Moon Cannot Be Stolen. And I guess I must have been about 13 or 14 when I first passed across this particular koan. I believe I read it in a book called Zen Flesh, Zen Bones. And I remember being struck by this koan in a way that was kind of profound for me at the time. But it was also interesting because in a lot of ways this particular koan would inform the rest of my life. And so this koan, which is called The Moon Cannot Be Stolen, I'm just going to take a moment and I'm going to read it to you, so that you maybe understand, in its simplicity, why it was so powerful for me. Ryokan, a Zen master, lived the simplest kind of life in a little hut at the foot of the mountain. One evening, a thief visited the hut, only to discover there was nothing to steal. Ryokan returned and caught him. "You've come a long way to visit me," he told the thief, "and you should not return empty-handed. Please take my clothes as a gift." The thief was bewildered. He took the clothes and he slunk away. Ryokan sat naked, looking up, seeing the moon. "Poor fellow," he said. "I wish I could have given him this beautiful moon." This koan, like a lot of koans, reminds me of the way in which we in this society really look at belongings, and we look at ownership, and we look at all of these different things that we have around us. I look at my IKEA desk with speakers and a expensive computer on top of it, with piles of cables and hard drives and iPods and, you know, all of these different things. And I think to myself, how much of this do I really need? In fact, I actually think, how much of this do I really want? And so lately that question has really been burning inside of me, and I've been asking myself, what do I really want of everything around me? And unfortunately, for perhaps some people around me, the answer is, I don't want any of this. You know, what do I really need? And I took a moment to really sit down and think about it. I didn't make a list in the traditional way that I've made lists before. I didn't make a 100 things, you know, I need list like I did when I first started Life Zero. What I really thought about was, what is it that I need? And then the second question, and probably the more important question, is I thought, what is it that I want? Now, I'm the kind of person, I've always found it very liberating to get rid of things. There's kind of a cleansing experience for me. I have this strange personality where I will accumulate things that I think that I need because I think that I need them, and I'll spend all of this time doing research and finding the right thing. And then finally, when I have everything that I think that I need, I take a step back and I realize I don't need all of these things together. There's a way for me to actually get rid of a lot of this and simplify. And so, you know, for the longest time, I had a Mac Pro with two monitors and a reference monitor and a RAID and all of these different things. And then I realized, I don't need all of that. What I can use is, I can use a laptop. I can edit on a laptop if I need to. And I don't need to edit real-time HD footage. You know, I can edit something that's kind of an offline format. And if you're listening to this and you're not a film editor, some of this may not make sense. But, you know, the reality is you have to constantly ask yourself, what is it you want? What is it you really, really need? And for me, I realized a good laptop that's lightweight and portable, a good set of headphones, and some decent, you know, software really goes an awfully long way. And all of the other things, like this expensive mic that I'm speaking into right now, connected to the, you know, Digidesign Inbox Pro Firewire with the Alesis, you know, M1 active speakers and all of these things, don't make my podcast any better. And in a lot of ways, because I'm going to compress this into an MP3 and then put it out over iTunes, you know, while I start with really good sound, maybe the sound ends up the same as if I used, you know, a $35 USB microphone. And in fact, I'm probably going to find that out, and you're going to find that out, because what I'm about to do is I'm about to embark on a journey. And this is a journey where I'm going to basically get rid of everything I own except the bare necessities. I'm going to have a laptop and, you know, an iPod and some clothes and some different things that I need to continue teaching online classes, taking photos, doing the things that I truly love. I actually recently acquired a Kindle too, and I've put several books onto that. And I'm going to hop on a train or a bus, and I'm going to explore Central and South America. And then from there, I'm actually going to go through Africa. And from Africa, I'm going to essentially go through the southern part of Europe or into India and then end up in Southeast Asia. I'm going to do this because I have some work in Southeast Asia in October, and this gives me an opportunity to get from here to there during that period of time. And I'm going to take that time to continue teaching classes, to continue doing podcasts, but to continue to do things in a way where I'm going to see if I can't do them from the road and see if I can't do them as a traveler rather than somebody who's in one fixed location. So this Life Zero podcast, which I'm calling Life Zero 100, is really the beginning of that. And what you're going to hear every week is you're going to hear me talk about different stories of my travels and things like that. Now, the benefit to all of this is I think I've actually negotiated with someone and have the opportunity to write a travelogue, although it won't pay very well, it might actually cover a lot of the cost of my trip. And so I hope you will take the time to take this journey with me, and I hope you will take the time to really think about the Zen koan that I started this podcast with. Along the way, of course, I'll be talking about Life Zero and the Life Zero philosophy and how it affects me and how it impacts my travels and how I think about day-to-day and Central and South America and Africa and in India. Southeast Asia is a little bit easier because I've been there before. And in fact, the fact that I speak Thai and speak English as well is one of the reasons why I'm being afforded this opportunity, which I actually think is great. So I hope you'll take this journey with me and be patient as I talk about the trip, talk about the things that I enjoy, the things that I don't like. You're going to get a real insight into my adventure and into the travel that I'm doing, and you're going to get a real insight into the trials and tribulations. So take the journey with me, and I hope to be able to upload an MP3 and let you listen to this podcast once a week. Maybe some of the podcasts will be long and some of them will be short, but I hope they'll all at least be interesting.